Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 631. I am your host, Josh Ulrich, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged feline, is downstairs, I believe, lounging about on the shag rug underneath the new sofa. As I've still managed to keep the sofa intact, as every time I leave the house, I cover it in moving blankets. Well, anytime not using it, period. So the three-legged one will not, you know, tear it up. With his one front leg that he has left. I'm not really concerned about the back legs, as, you know, he doesn't seem to, like, dig in and scratch with the back legs, really. It's just that one front leg that's a real bitch. And, you know, I also try to trim, I check his claws. I don't trim them every night, but I check his claws every night to see if any of them need trimmed. Just on that front paw. And back ones don't seem to be a real concern. Those, you know, the only thing I really worry about the back claws is, you know, sometimes if I pick him up or something, he might lay into me with those. That is a thing. That is a. Oh, yeah. I've been working 6 days this week. It sounds like the overtime's not going to end anytime soon. So, though I am off next Saturday. I've got some caffeine still running about in my system, though, because after work today, I did get another Red Bull, got a blueberry Red Bull. So I have wings-ish still. It was a while ago. I did eat some Panda Express and after I had the Red Bull and watched the rest of Agatha All Along. As I just started it last night and got dozed off to the end of the first episode, so I watched the rest of the first episode today and the second episode. I wasn't going to watch all of it. I was like, you know what? I need to get the ball rolling here and start doing the show. But no, I got a little wrapped up in Agatha. I'm enjoying it so far. It's hard to, you know. I mean, it's only two episodes out so far, so I can't really say that, you know, do I enjoy it? It's been a while since I've seen, like, WandaVision. Like, it's been a minute, you know? It's been a real minute. I guess since it really came out, I haven't watched WandaVision. I really enjoyed it. It's definitely one of my more favorite Marvel shows on the Disney Plus, as I'm gonna say Loki, especially season one. Season two is not bad, Loki, but Loki season one, Loki, really, really a fan of it. I mean, season two is still good, but Captain America and the Winter Soldier, whatever that show is, that one was pretty good. I did enjoy that one. Why is I watched that one as well? I'm trying to think what the other, like, Marvel shows that I really enjoyed. She-Hulk was not bad. I enjoyed it. It wasn't like, same with, like, Echo. I mean, I thought it was cool that they actually used a deaf person as opposed to, like, old school, like Hollywood one, you know, they would just, for somebody that was deaf or whatever, just like, we're just going to get a white, old white dude. And then play everything. That's the Shakespeare way, right? Well, I don't know that they were old. It was in Shakespeare. It was I don't know how old the actors were in the time of the old Shakespeare, but it was just men, I think, performing all the roles. Anywho, yeah. Moon Knight. That was another one of my... Man, it's hard to say. I mean, there's been so many Marvel shows to, like, what my favorite... I'd still say, hang my hat on saying Loki. WandaVision might still be, like, around number two. Moon Knight was really good. I really enjoyed Moon Knight. I'm hoping that, they do some more Moon Knight. As far as I know, I haven't really been paying too much attention to, like, you know, what's canceled, what's not. Hopefully, Moon Knight would be a good one. I did enjoy that one. That, man, it's tough to say. But I mean, definitely number one, though, still Loki. WandaVision gets pretty far up there. I don't know that Agatha, I like Catherine Hahn a lot. I think she's entertaining. I really liked her in WandaVision. So far, what I've seen in the first two episodes of Agatha all along, almost all the way. She's going all the way. She's going to score. Yeah, what I've seen so far, you know, I've enjoyed. But it's a high bar to get that number. I doubt it's going to be number one. Could it be the top three to top five? Good possibility. Good possibility of that. I mean, it's got Aubrey Plaza in there, too. That's fantastic. I enjoy Aubrey Plaza. And she just seems like she'd be just a really funny person to hang out with. And that she's got some crazy stories. I know that I heard some pretty funny stories that she's told on late night television, whether it be Conan or whomever. I believe there was one she had said she had worked as a page at NBC, like before, you know, making it big, obviously. You know, you're not going to be a regular on Parks and Recreation and also be a page. but she was very much Aubrey. I forgot what exactly she had did, but the story now. But she was very... Very much Aubrey Plaza's personality is what you get on late night television. I gotta find the story. Let's see here, page of 30 Rock. There was a story. She was constantly lying. That was one of the things she did as a page. Here we go. Here's a Reddit on it. It's a Reddit. Nope, this was not a good, helpful, yeah, she was a page on SNL, and worked on SNL, I guess. Oh, no, that's not Aubrey Plaza, that's somebody else. Oh, here we go, here's the clip of her talking about it on Conan. See if I can. I think I have the sound to where it will play. I guess I'm about to find out. Let's see here. Will the... Oh, I don't know that. It's not... I think it's recording the audio. Son of a bitch. It doesn't show like up in the recording. Damn it. Just give me the... she used to lie to people all the time while giving tours of 30 Rock, of course, the building where they record Saturday Night Live and several other, you know, like big television shows. As unfortunately, I thought I had the audio set up on here to where I could record. Maybe you could hear that. But as I was looking at the sound file as speaking, I did not see any raise in the sound file other than when I was talking. So I'm assuming it didn't record. I'm still working out some kinks here with using the Rodecaster Pro 2. It's working a lot better. I'm Got it worked out better on the old Call of Duty, rocking that stuff. It's I had echo issues. It seems like I've gotten rid of that, but apparently I need to work on if I'm going to record some audio, getting playing sounds from the computer. It's very strange. I don't know why that happened. Anywho, yeah. So you know, I'm excited about Agatha All the Way. I guess Aubrey Plaza is the biggest name in the show, which I didn't realize she was in it until shit like a week or two ago. Which Jimmy Cro-Magnon sent me a. something that Aubrey Plaza had said, I guess on social media or so of some sort, that she people were saying that the show was really gay, and she's like, that's why I joined the show or something to that effect. And I'm just like, yeah. Which I definitely have gotten the impression through interviews. Of course, though, it's hard to say from a late night interview what people are really like. But I've definitely seen Aubrey Plaza flirting with several females on late night television. Though I think she's into both, because I believe I want to say that there was talk of her being in a relationship at one point with Michael Cera, but it was like while they were in the relationship, it was not talked about. I don't spoil the show. But again, yeah, what I've seen so far, pretty good. As I'm flipping through like pictures of like WandaVision. That stuff. It's like been a few years since I guess, was it 2021 when that came out? I think. Ish. So, my recollection of it, not so great as Agent Mulder is joining the show here, I guess. He's just popping it now. Oh, here he is. Yeah, he's in the room now. I heard him meowing as he was coming up the stairs. I did. Finally get the purchase. I believe I mentioned it on the show before. I had gotten on Amazon, I had ordered a canvas of the X-Files poster, the poster that that Agent Fox Mulder of the X-Files, played by one David Duchovny, has on his wall in his office that says it's got the it's at the UFO in the background, and it says I want to believe, and I ordered a canvas of that off Amazon, and I didn't realize when I was ordering it that I was ordering from a seller in China, and man, I still have a short, and so I think I need new headphones. As I replaced the cord for the headphones, I figured that was the easiest option. But it appears that headphones are maybe what the issue is. Either way, Agent Mulder is still chiming in. He's very. What's up, buddy? He's right behind me here. Here, come up here, dude.
Oh, I don't want to run over your leg. Come here. Come here, dude. Come on. Yeah. Yeah, do it on mic.
If you're going to chime in, do it on mic, man. Don't do it off mic.
Get up here.
Come on, kitty. Anyway, I digress. Where Mulder here had me. Oh, yeah, the Fox Mulder poster. Yeah, I had ordered it from. Inadvertently ordered it from. Or unintentionally, I should say, order it from China. And it took a little while to get here. But I mean, the quality, not the greatest, but look, the poster itself is of a blurry picture of a UFO. So I didn't really give a shit about quality of print. As hold on a second. Where? Hey, buddy, come here. Come here. Come here, kitty. Oh, you gotta stop meowing, dude. Come on. Yeah, sit in my lap. Anyway. Yeah, the quality of the print, you know, is really hard to tell, like, how good, because, again, it's just a picture of a blurry picture of a UFO. it's hard to really determine, like, how good of a quality they did on blowing that up, because, you know, honestly, I'm not sure how blurry the original picture is. I'm thinking it's pretty blurry. though the ink is coming off pretty easily on parts of the canvas, which I had figured was going to be a bit of an issue. Overall, I mean, it looks pretty good. It got it like standard poster size, which is, I forgot what the, was that, 36 inches by whatever, 20 something, something along the lines of that. I put it on the wall, like if you're walking down the stairs, my only set of stairs, I was going to say my main staircase, the only set of stairs in the penthouse here, the massive sprawling penthouse, only has one staircase, the 1,300 square feet. As Agent Mulder is now rubbing the microphone stand, as that's great audio, buddy. That's great audio. That's I guess that's better than you meowing constantly. Yeah, you rub that microphone stand and just knock it right into me. Knock it right into me. That's fantastic. Just don't bite the cord, please. He's distracting me a wee bit there. Yeah, I hung it on the wall. The whole reason I actually wanted to get that poster is because I got Agent Fox Mulder here. He needs his I Want to Believe poster. This is, it seems only right that Spooky Mulder should have his spooky poster. And I put it on the wall that's just opposite of the staircase. So if I'm walking downstairs, I mean, I can see it as I'm walking down the stairs, and there's a light right above that at the bottom of the stairs. So it like illuminates the canvas just right. And, the whole thought was like, I wanted to, to record Fox running up the stairs with that poster in the back and the X-Files music. And I achieved that goal. It's not like many people saw it. You know, I put it on social media and Instagram, but yeah, not many people saw it. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it as there was like a Zoom little thing I could put on there. And I don't know, it's kind of funny, kind of cool to like, as I'm walking down the stairs and just like, just see this poster on the wall. And it's nice to have just, you know, some stuff on the walls. That's fantastic. I feel like there was, you know, I had several things I was going to talk about. I'm trying to remember what transpired, after recording the show last week. I don't remember when I actually recorded. I guess it was, I believe I recorded it after Beetlejuice, if I recall. That was last week. It seems like a lot longer ago. But that was only last weekend, was the whole Beetlejuice. And I recorded, I suppose I recorded it, yeah, late that night-ish. Yeah. It's kind of coming back to me. Kind of coming back. So, yeah, there stuff happened this week. What happened? I'm referring to my life. I have to go back. See, this is what happens when you work just, you know, a lot of hours at a physically grueling job, and your brain just sucks in general. You know, it's these, and I never write shit down. You know, like, ooh, that would be something amazing. I know one thing. I'm glad that. I remembered one of the big things I was going to talk about. That I was just Gonna say the big topic of conversation I talked about last week was Dave Grohl and the disappointment of Dave Grohl, rather, you know, to find out that he's just not the greatest guy, at least in regards to relationships with women, as mainly his wife. But many, it turns out, many a women, which should be no shock to about any musician, but he's really sold himself as the quite the family guy. And anyway, my transition from that is I had found out this week that one Maynard James Keenan, he's been in a few bands. I think, you know, he did some vocals in a old band called Green Jelly. There was the song about the three little pigs, and he was like that voice, if you're familiar. And I believe he met a drummer by the name of Danny Carey while doing that, because I believe Danny was the drummer, or was friends with those guys. I don't remember the full story behind that now. But they formed another little band called Tool, I believe I've talked about a few hundred times on this show. Anyway, I'm not going to see Tool, but I found out that Maynard, as this year, just a few months ago, I want to say it was April or whenever. I don't remember when Maynard's actual birthday is, but he turned 60 this year. And they had a 60th birthday celebration where they did several shows. And it was three bands, like, all together. Primus, A Perfect Circle, and Pussifer. So, you know, two Maynard bands plus Primus. Which I'm surprised it took this long for Maynard to do really something with Primus, because not so much Tool, but, you know, like Pussifer especially just seems like it goes so well with fucking Primus and just the shit he does on stage. But they, yeah, they did the Sasanta for Maynard's 60th, and they did several shows, I guess. None of them came to St. Louis. But I guess, you know, a lot of people were upset that they were unable to see, to participate in the birthday festivities that were part of Maynard's 60th. And they had, which, man, seeing, I watched a few YouTube clips of the Sasanta, where they did the fellas, the other fellas from Tool, one Mr. Adam Jones, Chewbacca, the Chewbacca doppelganger, joined him on stage with Justin Chancellor and Danny Carey. And I think one Les Claypool from Primus also joined in for Enema, at least. I think they may have done a couple of songs. But Danny didn't have his drum set. He played on somebody else's drum set. I'm not sure whose drum set he was playing on. But I know that I've never seen, I mean, I've seen Tool like five times now-ish. I'd had to really think about that. But I've never seen A Perfect Circle. I've seen Primus before, but and I haven't seen Pussifer live. So I haven't done a really much of a deep dive into Pussifer stuff. I know Shelley is a big fan of Pussifer and, well, everything Maynard. I mean, I've listened to some Pussifer, but it's just not something I go to. It took me a while to really get into A Perfect Circle. I didn't initially for a while, but I eventually, I'd say I'm a fan of The Perfect Circle. I mean, I don't know their whole discography. I mean, I like a lot of their songs. I guess The Outsider are more one of my favorites. I really like the covers that they do. And I mean, I like a lot of shit that Maynard's just covered in general. I mean, he's done one with Stephen Drozd of the Flaming Lips. He did a Rocket Man cover that's fantastic if you dig that kind of, you know, Maynard sound. And you hear like the space sounds and stuff while it's going on. It's fantastic. I like it better than the original Rocket Man song. Sorry, Elton. It's just a really good cover. But it wouldn't be there without Elton John anyway. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely would love to see, like, A Perfect Circle. And when they did the first Santa shows, they had, because A Perfect Circle has gone through, I believe, several different people. I know Billy Howardell is, I think, been there since day one. If I remember correctly, he was Adam Jones' guitar tech in Tool. And that's how he came to know Maynard. And I guess him and Maynard, I can't speak, hit it off. And Billy must have, you know, really, I don't remember exactly how the story, how the creation of A Perfect Circle went, but I know that he was guitar tech for Tool. So that is how that came to, I'm pretty sure it was Billy. Not Troy Van Leeuwen, I think, was in the band early on too, who's also in Queens of the Stone Age, but I don't know that he's OG. And then the original bass player was Paz LaChanton, I believe is how you say her last name. She's if you watch the Perfect Circle video for Judith, she's the female bass player that's does the thing where she stops playing and then like puts her hair up in a bob and then goes right back to just rocking out. Pretty classic moment in a video about a song about Maynard's mom. Anyway, yeah, Josh Fries, I think, was the OG drummer that, of course, is now the drummer for the Foo Fighters. Don't know if he fucks around on his wife too, like Dave Grohl. Hopefully not. I follow him on social media. He's pretty active on there. Seems like a decent guy, but I mean, again, also a rock star. But he's a drummer. A drummer. How many ladies are going to be throwing themselves at drummers? I don't know. I imagine there's a couple. I can't imagine as many. Well, I say that, but Dave Grohl, I guess, is a drummer too. But he's the front man of the Foo Fighters. Thinking, you know, 90% of the world probably knows who Dave Grohl is. That's maybe probably over exaggeration, but you know, at least 50%, which is still a lot. There's what, 7 billion? I don't know. I'm not sure what the population of the world currently is. I want to say it's 7 billion. I'm thinking that probably at least a billion. You know, that's not 50, but I figure there's a lot of countries and whatnot that I you know, maybe there's a lot of older people now that don't know who Dave Grohl is. But I think anybody that is my age or younger knows who the fuck Dave Grohl is. That is, at least in the United States. Anyway, I digress. The point is, the cool thing that about the Santa shows is they had a lot of the OG members of A Perfect Circle come out. Josh Fries was drumming for him. I don't know if he did every show. I know, again, there wasn't a whole lot of shows. I want to say he did, but Paz came out at least at one show and played bass. And but they had a lot of people, and just like guests. And there's quite a few shows, which I guess I'll just go and pull it up and say what the shows are, at least for Santa. I mean, they are not a sponsor of this show, that's for sure. Well, they don't say what the fucking shows are on here, on their website. Oh, here it is. It is on here. It is. Those are not upcoming. Is this okay? Here's the shit for next year. Okay, so yeah, they got the version 2 of Santa coming up. Which I didn't even my point also is that I had heard via Maynard's Instagram that they were doing more shows for Santa. So around Maynard's ish birthday this next year, they're doing more shows, and quite a few shows. Basically, he was saying because like people were bitching. They put a whole video to it out. And yeah, they got quite a few shows here. But the St. Louis show, Shelly ended up buying tickets. I Venmo'd him cash to get another ticket. Because I was like, hey, you get... And he's like, but they, it wasn't on sale yet. And he had purchased those. And yeah, we're going. We're fucking going. We got seat like the first row behind a VIP, I think. As it's in what used to be Riverport. It's the... I forgot the name of the Hollywood Casino. Let's see here. Hey, I guess Hollywood Casino owns what was formerly Riverport. It's been, I don't know how many things since it was Riverport. But yeah, we're going to it. We're going to it. It is, I believe that's Memorial Day weekend. It's May 29th. Is it two shows? May 29th, May 30th. I don't know what the... Oh, that's the find a place to stay. Shelly had said they had gotten a hotel room, too. I don't know that I'll be staying out there. As that's a Thursday night. So I will have to take off work or call in sick the next day, I'm thinking. Or suffer. Because, you know, that show doesn't start till 7. I imagine it's going to be a few hours. You got three bands going on. It's starting at 7. And... yeah, it's going to be, I would imagine, at least a few hours. And I'm curious to see who the guests are going to be, because they're saying there's going to be guests at, like, every show. I don't know. There's a handful of shows, though. I'm going to assume, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they will come out. But I would venture to guess that nobody from Tool is going to show up in St. Louis. Unless, you know, they're... I believe they all live in California. Like in L.A. But you never know. I guess maybe they could just be... have some other reason to be in St. Louis. And just be like, guess we're going. I would venture to guess... Because the one they did before, which I don't think they did that many. Let's... the past. Well, no, I guess they did about. Oh, what the fuck? Oh no, this is showing. They don't do a Santa every year. This must be just a perfect circle and or a Pussifer, because I think this is. As far as I know, it was only. It was only you know, fairly recent. That this thing, like last year for the 60th, which I might order. They have a real sweet vinyl. I was going to get the other vinyl that they put out for the first of Santa. But it was, you had to like jump on it right away. And you can get it still on eBay. People are selling it for ridiculous amounts. And I don't want to pay that much for a vinyl. If you get the EPPP... 12-inch, this is Santa. It's only like three songs on it, but the original songs, Primus, Pussifer, and Perfect Circle. But it's $30, but it's this purple party swirl vinyl that looks fantastic. I'm probably going to get that. Probably going to do it. Anyway, I'm pretty stoked about that. I've never seen Maynard live outside of Tool. I definitely enjoyed seeing the Tool. I saw the time I watched Primus, which was probably close to 20 years ago now. It was pretty cool. I enjoyed that. Saw them at the pageant up in University City, around, you know, the old St. Louis area, which is a pretty sweet club. I was upstairs, had a great view of Les. It was weird. I thought he was like just staring. Like there must have been some kind of light or something near me that Les Claypool kept staring up in like my direction. I was like, why the fuck is he staring? I feel like he's staring at me. I don't know what, that maybe there was a light up there that or something to help him. I'm not sure what it was, but it seemed like maybe I just looked weird. Which, I mean, if I look weird to Les Claypool, that's something. or it was just me being paranoid. I don't know. I've never, you know, performed on stage like that. Well, I guess, you know, in like high school and junior high and whatnot, I had to do like mixed chorus, and I guess I was on a stage. And that was a long time ago, but if I recall, it's kind of hard to go like, what the fuck do I stare at? I don't want to like make eye contact with people. Yeah, I would imagine it's kind of hard to choose where to look when you're like performing. I would guess though, like, oh, if you're like Les Claypool or, you know, somebody like a front man to a front person, yeah, I mean, could be a woman. It doesn't matter. Could be a cat, right? Cats. No, I don't think cats perform in bands. Agent Mulder that got him up. He's like, what's up, cats? Anyway, he's resaturating. Now he's going to lick himself. That's going to be good audio. Anyway, I was going to say, it's got to be a weird thing to like to decide where you're going to look, but I would think that if you're playing the same music over and over again, it's just muscle memory, that you don't really have to think that much to do it, you know, like you're in it, that you can probably just like entertain yourself by seeing what's going on in the crowd. And I would imagine at like a Primus show or anything like that, there's probably some interesting shit going on outside of the show. And they're like, what the fuck is this person doing up there? Which I wasn't really doing anything. I wasn't really doing much. Maybe that was creeping him out. That I'm just like basically staring at him and he's staring right back. I'm not sure what it is or what it was. This was many years ago. I know one thing, thinking about that sort of thing, when I went and saw Marc Maron, which I was by myself, the Marc Maron, the stand-up, I watched him do stand-up at the club Firebird, which is gone now. I'm not sure if it was a casualty of COVID or what, or they just didn't make enough money doing shows there. But I think they had bands, comedians, whatnot. But I saw Marc Maron there. It was like right after, I want to say, Harold Ramis died, which was quite a while ago now at this point. Don't recall what year, but I want to say it was like right after he died. And I know I've heard, you know, I listen to Marc Maron's podcast all the time, WTF. And I know that motherfucker's thinking about the crowd all the time when he's doing shit. And there was somebody that had a crazy laugh that actually the comedian that got on before him had called out, and Maron had mentioned something about it when he got up on stage. But I was fucked up at that show. But I almost wanted to go talk to him after and just like see if he had noticed it. But there was a guy in like a row or two in front of me that looked like just like Harold Ramis, and it was freaking me out because he had just died fairly recently, if I recall correctly, but it looked like a younger Harold Ramis, and it was just kind of weird. I doubt he probably saw that guy and thought that, but I wanted to go talk to Maron, but I was by myself too, and I was like, this is weird, and I had to work in the next morning, and I had to hurry home. I know Maron's kind of can be a bit weird too. So it's like, what am I going to say to him? The few times I've met comedians, I feel like I'm just awkward about it. Don't know what to say. Like meeting Kevin Heffernan and Steve Lemmy, making jokes with those guys. Like, someone went over, I was being kind of just weird. Just kind of weird. I was forcing it. As, I don't know what to say to people that, like, I enjoyed, you know, Super Troopers and Beer Fest and, I've seen, I guess, a few of the Broken Lizard movies. But it's like, you know, what do you, I had talked to them about their podcast because I used to listen to their podcast. I haven't listened to it in a long time. But I had asked them, I remember asking them, like, if they were going to get Donald Sutherland because he was in Beer Fest. And, Yeah, they said they would love to, but they didn't think he would do it. I don't know that. I'm thinking he's passed on now, I do believe, if I remember correctly. But it sounded like it might be kind of hard to get that fella on there. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. I would love to meet, you know, there's certain people I've loved. Adam Jones of Tool. I feel like I know a lot about Adam, and I feel like I could shoot the shit with him about shit that I know that we're both interested in a lot of the same shit. I'm not big into wrestling like he is. I mean, I was when I was a kid, which he's got several young children now, so I imagine he's going way more hard into the wrestling. He's also a comic book fan, which I'm not so much into these days, but at one point I was very heavily involved in comics, and he loves movies. I mean, of course, who doesn't? I mean, I know plenty of people that don't, but yeah. I don't know where I'm going with any of this. yeah, as Agent Mulder keeps slapping with his tail, as he is laying on my laptop, which is a good heat source for him, I guess. It's like throwing a heating pad on the table. It's just a perfect thing for a computer, is just have a cat lay on it, get their hair all over it and stuff. I still love you, though, buddy. I still love you. I shouldn't have pet him. Now he's like, what's going on, dude? What's going on? Yeah, so that's not until like May 29th, that Sasanta is going to be in town. So I got we got almost a fucking year at this point. I mean, little less. yeah, it'll be good to go see that. I haven't seen a show at what was once Riverport. I don't remember the exact show that was last there. I was telling Shelly, like, oh, I haven't seen it since Tool, which my first concert there was actually Lollapalooza '97, where Tool didn't close. Prodigy actually closed. This was, I guess, not too long after Enema came out. And they weren't like insanely big. They were pretty big at the time, but they weren't. I had just learned. Shelly had told me about. He's like, you got to take you to this concert, and he told me all about Tool, like leading up to the show, like the night before. Like I stayed at his apartment that he had at that time. We ate some spaghetti, if I recall, and yeah, he introduced me to Undertow, and. I guess I'd heard he had Undertow. I think Enema. I guess I don't feel like I listened to Opiate like right before Lollapalooza '97. But I thought that was the last show in my head. I was like, oh yeah, that's the last thing I saw there. Like, no, that was the first thing I saw there. But that wasn't the last show I saw at Riverport. The last show had to be, because I know I went to, after thinking about it. Like, oh no, I went to a few different shows there at Riverport, and the last one was either Lilith Fair or James Taylor. It was still Riverport at the time, though. Pretty sure that they hadn't changed the name of it at that point. Which I want to say I was at Lilith Fair more than one time. Feel like there was at least twice. I wouldn't swear to it, though. This had to have been 98-ish. I'm not 100% sure on that. Okay, there was one in July of 97. I'm pretty sure that Lollapalooza was I'm pretty sure Lollapalooza was the first time I went to like Riverport, but I definitely saw Lilith Fair. I want to say it was like two times. Maybe they weren't even there twice. But I know that, of course, Sarah McLachlan was there. It was her fucking tour. I had heard... I don't think... I'm like looking at this. I've Google search here, and I don't think they... Do they still? I'm not sure. I don't remember if it was twice or just the once, but I know that at least when I was, I remember seeing certain people at Lilith Fair. There was Liz Fair. I saw Liz Fair, Bonnie Raitt, of course, Sarah McLachlan. Past that, I guess, here's a saying at Lilith Fair 98, which I'm pretty certain I was there for that, which it does say Liz Fair was there. Now remember Bonnie Raitt. I don't remember Natalie Merchant being there. But that was, you know, this was 26 years ago. I don't know that, I really remember Bonnie Raitt. I mean, Bonnie Raitt was killing it. I don't know that if they hit more than... I guess they did more than that show in St. Louis. It only took place from 97 to 99. It was revived in the summer of 2010. This is according to Wikipedia. It consisted solely of female solo artists and female-led bands. Its initial 3 years, Lilith Fair raised over $10 million for charity. Fun fact. I want to say I did see it 2 years in a row. Like 98, 99-ish. Because it looked like, I definitely saw that 98 lineup. definitely looks. Yeah, I want to say, did I see Cheryl Cole? There's some crossover in some of these names each year, so it's hard for me to know what are. Oh man, pretty sure I didn't see it in '97, but I would have loved to see this. Jewel was there. The Cardigans. Man, I would have loved to have seen that. I did not see the Cardigans. That would have been just badass. Would have been really great. I think it was just the 98 by looking at this stuff. Ooh, the Pretenders were there in 99. That would have been great as well. Fucking shit. Although, yeah, I'm not 100% sure on what 98. Anyway, yeah, the point being, yeah, I saw that at Riverport. I remember going to the Lilith Fair, we went with Shelley's friend Aaron, who had it bad for this girl Hannah. And it was Shelly, Aaron, Hannah, myself. There might have been one or two other people. I guess there was a couple more people. Anyway, the point was Hannah had this like sunflower hat that for some reason I was wearing. I remember wearing it in the car ride. And I may or may not have been wearing it at the concert. It's a big floppy sun hat. I think it might have been red. I'm not sure. I don't remember the color of it. I just kind of remember that aspect. Mainly, I remember Liz Fair being there, which she had, I guess, made the song Polyester Bride was her big hit at that time. And Fuckin' Run is a great song by her. I don't recall her playing that. I don't remember that being on the radio, really. Anyway, yeah. It was either James Taylor or that was my final. I'm not sure. James Taylor was around that time-ish. But I'll be going back there this next year. And it should be good. Get to go back to the Blues game here in just a couple of weeks as October 19th, I believe. I want to say they're playing Carolina. Gonna see that there with my friend from work, John, that I've threatened to actually take anybody else at this point because he does give me a lot of shit at work. And they're gonna be like, hey, you know, I don't know, John boy. I don't know. As like the other day at work, we've got, you know, we weld at work. And there's a lot of steel dust in the air, as well as, you know, just shit from us welding. That's probably coated my lungs a million times over at this point. when we were it was, I guess it was yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday. It was really fucking hot. Really fucking hot, which I'm really getting tired of working in the heat. I am fucking, when I post this, will be the first official day of fall, and yet we still had temperatures hitting in the damn 90s. Supposed to drop, like, overnight, I believe. But it should drop a fuck ton. Just saying, it's fucking fall. I realize, you know, this is the days we live in. It's just fucking weather sucks these days. But, yeah, I was sweating a lot. And I was camping in front of the fan whenever we had any kind of, like, a moment of time where we weren't building. And I was standing, directly in front of a very large fan. We have these very large fans set up. My head was, like, right in front of the thing. And John thought it would be funny. Which I've seen people do this to other people. I believe he's tried to do this to me before, but I managed to not get hit by it. But this time I was directly in front of the fan, and he took a piece of slag and threw it into the fan. And again, yeah, we weld, and there's steel dust, like, all over the place. Those fans get really extremely dirty, just black stuff all over it. It hit the fan and I got completely blasted, covered in what looked to be like just soot that you'd get out of a chimney. I mean, I looked like I was working as a chimney sweep. I was telling people I'm trying to bring black face back. It's gonna come around again, right? Well, I mean, there's a lot more racists these days. It's becoming more in popularity. So I should probably not joke about that. Anyway, yeah. So, yeah, he covered me in that. I was not happy. I had to flush my eyes out with water because shit got all in my eyes. And I was not happy. I was not happy. And and we went out to eat afterwards, too. Like, after work. I tried to clean my face before going out, but to Mexican, but yeah, I still looked blackish. Like, I had that stuff inside my ears. I mean, it was all over. I had at work, like, used paper towels. We have these wet wipes we use to clean off these sensors and our glasses, and I used that, which I think really dried out my face and around my eyes. It was a bit of a mistake to scrub as hard as I did with that shit. It didn't really make much of an effect, as I guess I should have just ran to the fucking bathroom and fucking cleaned up in the bathroom, but either way, it was not good. And shit like that, I'm like, you motherfucker, we've been talking about going to Germany. I don't know that I can do that, man. Like, that might be a bit much. I'm afraid. He's going to get me arrested or something in Germany. He likes to pull pranks. He's a prankster, that one. I'm afraid to be, you know, abroad and know what, you know, might come into his head and be like, oh, this will be funny. Like, oh yeah, like this is this could get dangerous. He apologized for the fan thing. He's like, oh, I didn't know it was that. I'm like, you fucking liar. You know how dirty those fans are, you fucker. And that would just make him laugh more. The more I cussed him out, the more he would just thought it was funny and just laugh more about it. So I got to watch out now, as I imagine he's probably going to attempt that again at some point. So I guess, but hopefully, you know, fall kicks in and I don't need the fucking fan. And so that would be, you know, that would be a big plus if I didn't have to use a goddamn fan. Didn't have to worry about getting assaulted with just sprayed. I've seen other people accidentally, you know, like hit the fan and then like get it all over themselves. I have done it a little bit, but just only to, because the fans tend to move, not stay in one place, and just move them with my F-bar, push my F-bar in there. I've like kicked a little bit of shit out on myself, but not to the degree of what I got hit with yesterday. not the chimney sweep effect going on. Just a little like pff, spitting the stuff out like, damn it. Whereas, yeah, that's fun stuff. I should probably maybe not get into what people have done at work, but I know that we got these paint markers. I would like to say I don't do this shit. I'm 43. I don't need to be fucking around like this. I've done silly stuff for like a prank. So, like, we have these zip ties, and John was fucking with me one day. Tacked my F-bar to the jig so I couldn't pull my F-bar up. And so because of that, I at break time, I always get back before him. I zip-tied his welder to the mat, which I put it on there easy enough that he was quickly able to get it off there. I didn't make it to where it would fuck up production. but enough to where, like, oh, you little bastard. Kind of a little moment, like, fucker. Which I know in the past he had gone when he was on a different line and went over to our line while we were on break and then zip tied like everybody's welder down. but I'd come back from break early and I don't know if he'd just not gotten to mine yet, or I think I was able to just cut it off before we started, so it wasn't that. I thought maybe he had just done her mind. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. But anyway, I was going to say is what somebody did that I'm pretty sure doesn't work there anymore. That we have these paint markers that you got to shake them up and they got paint inside and you just, you know, you write with that. And they will explode. Those paint markers will explode if you really like throw them against something. And somebody had thrown a paint marker from another line and it hit near me and it sprayed white paint all over where the line loaders work into like the jig area and like all over my welder. And like, but didn't hit me though. I want to say they did hit somebody else on the line with some paint though. Now, these aren't very large markers, but they got quite a bit of paint inside. Man, it is quite a bit of paint in the surprisingly amount of paint in those markers, and they will explode if launched across a room. Anyway, make contact with metal. Fun fact. Anyway, I'm not trying to get people in trouble at work. Yeah, nobody got hurt. Nobody got hurt. There was maybe I should stricken some of that stuff from the record, but I don't think anybody from work really listens to this shit. Maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, yeah, that yeah, I didn't say John's last name. Yeah, that's the important part. I didn't actually get like hurt. It was just more of like, you motherfucker. It was you bastard. But yeah, as of right now, we're going to the Blues game on October 19th, and I just looked it up. It is against Carolina, and man, I'd really like to go to. I'd really like to go to January 3rd. They've got Star Wars Night. They got a pretty cool like looking shirt that goes along with Star Wars Night. Hockey shirt. It's got kind of like stars with the Blues logo. Star Wars Blues. How can you go wrong? How can you go wrong? I do love a good hockey game though. And what we're going to on the 19th, I did pay for parking as part of the ticket. I'm hoping it's not too bad to get out of there. Normally I do prefer to go to just the Metrolink and then ride that fucker to the game because it's cheap to ride the Metro, plus leaving is pretty easy. Riding back all the way to Shrewsbury, there's like nobody parked there for the fucking Blues game. So I can get out of there real easy. The only downside is it does take a while to ride the Metro from Shrewsbury to where the Blues play. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe in a future case, if I really want to take the Metro, maybe Shrewsbury's not the best bet, is to drive a little bit further into the city-ish and get on a Metro stop somewhere closer. That's just, you know, easier to get in and out of. I wouldn't park near near the Blues stadium or arena, what have you. But I feel like there's probably just going to be a lot of people parked there. But I would imagine just, you know, a couple stops away, maybe it's not so bad. I don't know. I'd be pissed off, though, if I got to there and like, fuck, there's no parking. But I know, like, Shrewsbury, if you're going to go to the Blues game, man, that's... typically speaking, I've had no problems getting any parking. I've never seen that parking lot full. I've been to a few big events in St. Louis while taking the Metro, and I don't think I've ever really seen that even remotely full. Fun fact. But it's still, yeah, it takes like, man, 30, 40 minutes at least to get from Shrewsbury to the Blues. Yeah, so I mean, it's a time. If you do it, it's gonna take some time, bit of a ride. I know a lot of people don't like to ride the Metro because it's a little sketchy. People have been shot on there before, but it's mainly the line that goes over into Illinois. Not as many people have been shot in the Missouri side. You know, I'm no gangsta, but I feel like no one's really giving me shit. I remember there being one time, I think when I was with Shelley, there was some dude, well, I think there's been a couple of times where it seemed like somebody might be a little off their rocker in there, but I never really had them. I think somebody asked me for change once because they needed to, it was very strange that they got on the Metro and then were needing change for, like, to ride somewhere else. I'm not sure what it was. Like, well, what the fuck are you... I don't remember what the deal was, but the guy clearly seemed like he was out of his gourd. On what, I'm not sure. Or maybe he's just mentally unstable, or I don't know. I wasn't afraid for my life, but I definitely wasn't going to give I didn't have any change, to be fair. but I definitely didn't feel like talking to this fella, and he was flipping out. If I remember correctly, that guy did kind of flip out because no one was giving him money. Didn't shoot anybody. I want to point that out. Didn't shoot anybody. Didn't pull a weapon. Didn't threaten violence, if I recall. But he was, like, fucking losing his shit. Like, what the fuck? Nobody's going to... Like, God damn it, dude. Like... Well, like, I feel weird when somebody just starts hitting me up for money, you know, on a fucking... In an atmosphere of that, because it just feels like, okay, you're wanting me to get out my fucking wallet and then just like, you're just going to grab it? I don't know. It's just, it, dude was giving off bad vibes. didn't stop me from being like, nope, sorry, can't help you. Which I'm sure just pissed him off even more. But yeah, I've not been assaulted or anything of that nature. The metro, you know, it's cheap, good public transportation. Just, you know, watch your surroundings. That's really all I've got tonight, though. I is getting tired. Clearly, I am having a hard time forming a sentence that's understandable. I got some Call of Duty to get into. I gotta represent. I gotta join my boys, and I gotta clean this Agent Mulder's shit box here. He's still just laying down on the old laptop here. So I guess, as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.